For KAWC News, I'm Michelle Faust. The mother and brother of a well-known immigration reform activist, Erika Andiola, were arrested in their home and detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last night. Both Maria Arriola and Heriberto Arriola were released this morning. ICE states the mother, Maria Arriola, had been removed from the country previously, but the family denies it. Andiola says she was initially informed her mother would be deported right away. Andiola, a deferred action recipient, is the founder of Arizona Dream Act Coalition, and she says this happens to undocumented immigrants every day. Andiola speculates that agents may have targeted her mother because of her outspoken activism and the high-profile arrest of her mother shortly after Arizona's anti-illegal immigration law, SB 1070, was enacted.
Why are they telling my brother not to, you know, listen to me or... we know exactly who your sister is type of thing. I mean, it might be part of the whole equation, but I think it also has a lot to do with what happened in Mesa when she was stopped. There was also a lot of attention in the case.
Andiola says she has no assurance her mother and brother won't be deported in the future. She says she will continue to advocate and organize in support of comprehensive immigration reform. The Arizona Department of Health Services says flu activity is widespread in the state. Confirmed cases have been reported this week in 14 of Arizona's 15 counties, including Yuma County. County Public Health Department Director Diana Gomez says so far this flu season, 22 lab-confirmed cases have been reported here. Gomez says the flu season started earlier this season and adds that the county health department is expecting a busy flu season. For KAWC News, I'm Michelle Faust in Yuma. Thanks for listening to KAWC.